who takes care of the meeting. You are the one who gives to the person who
has faith.
You are the one who honors the guest. You are the one who helps people when they are met with misfortunes. God will never humiliate you ever.
وتلكم الثقافة الواسعة في أن حاملي هذه الصفات هم الذين ترعاهم عين عناية الرب.
So this is an example for you of how people that carry these types of responsibilities, they are benefited by the providential care of their Lord.
أرباب الإحسان إلى الناس والتفقد لأحوالهم والعطاء عند النوائب.
They are the kind of people that are always trying to do good to people and to help them out in different ways that they can.
ثم تابعت زيادة طمانينتها ويقينها بالذهاب به إلى ورقة بن نوفل.
Then, you know, the sense of confidence and conviction that Khadija had about the Prophet ﷺ was made even greater when she took him to her paternal uncle, Waraqa ibn Nawfal. So he asked her, you know, to tell him about what had happened, and she told him.
فاهتز لذلك وقال أفي اليقظة أم في النوم رأيت هذا.
يتكلم عن النبي. So she brought the prophet to him, and Waraqa said, "Tell me what you've seen." And when he told Waraqa, then Waraqa was moved. He was shaken by what he heard, and he said, "Is this something that you saw in your sleep, or is this something that you saw, when you were awake?" He said, "This is something I saw directly in front of me."
فقال الله أكبر إن هذا الناموس الأكبر الذي كان ينزل على موسى.
Now, Waraqa said, "Allahu Akbar, God is greatest. This is the great angel who came to Moses, peace be upon him."
ليتني كنت بأجزع عن أي شابا أنصرك حين يخرجك قومك نصرا مؤزرا.
If only I were a young man, you know, so that I could stand by you when your people oppose you and they try to put you out of the city. But Waraqa, it was not willed that he would live long after that, and he died shortly after
that.
So Khadija joined to the certainty that she had about this Prophet also the characteristic of standing by him and granting him very strong support.
وسخرت مالها وجاهها وعقلها وقدرتها وإمكانياتها لنصرة الحق.
And she used everything she had to support the truth. She used her intellect, her good mind, she used her noble station among her people, she used her wealth, she used her wisdom, everything she had, she used to strengthen the Prophet and to help the message.
حتى جاءت محنة دخول بني هاشم في الشعب فدخلت معهم.
And this was the case even until the point when Quraysh forced Bani Hashim to be isolated from the rest of Quraysh, and they put them in the valley of Wadi Shab. And even then she went with them and she stayed with him.
وفي أول أيام نزول الوحي قالت له إذا جاء صاحبك فأخبرني يعني جبريل.
And in the very first days when the revelation would come to the Prophet ﷺ, Khadija would say to him, "When the angel comes to you, then tell me." This was in order to, so that her certainty and her sense of ease at what was happening become firmly set. So once he told her, the angel has come. So she uncovered her head so that her hair could be shown. So then the Prophet told her he's gone out. So then she put the cover over her head again, and the Prophet told her the angel has come back.
ملك وليس الأمر بتلبيس ولا شيء من الشياطين.
So Khadija knew by this that it was the angel Gabriel and that it wasn't a demonic being or a Satan.
وذلك مما هو مشهور بينهم أن ملائكة الرحمة لا تكون في الغرفة التي فيها الجنب ولا المرأة المكشوفة الرأس ولا الصور المجسمة المعللة.
ما شاء الله. And this is because of the knowledge that Quraysh had in the pre-Islamic times of the fact that the angels of mercy do not come into a room in which there is a person who is in a state of greater ritual impurity, or in which there is a woman who is uncovered, or in which there are forms or pictures of forms.
قال الإمام أبو سيري البوسيري عليه رحمة الله في الحمد وأماطت عنها الكمار لتدري أهو الوحي أم هو الإغماء.
So Al-Busayri says in his beautiful poem, the Hamziya, that she removed from her head the scarf so that she know if what was coming to him was revelation or if it was an illusion. So whenever she exposed her hair, then the angel Gabriel would go out. And when she would put it back, then he would come back.
فاستبانت خديجة أنه الكنز الذي حاولته والكيمياء.
So Khadija knew by this that these changes that had come about were because of the great treasure that the Prophet had received and because of the incredible alchemy of this revelation that had come to him.
وكان من عظيم مناجبها أنه جاءه جبريل مرة يقول إن خديجة ستدخل عليك بطعام.
Among some of the indications of her greatness was the fact that the angel Gabriel once came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said that Khadija will come to you and she will now come and bring you food.
فأجرئها السلام من الله.
So when she comes, give her salam from God Himself.
ومن الله.
And from me also.
وبشرها ببيت في الجنة من قصب أيلولك مجوف.
And he gave her the great news of a house for her in Paris, a paradise that was made of clear pearls. In which there would be no sakhab. In which there would be no tumult and no noise, nothing unfitting.
فدخلت خديجة عليه فأخبرها.
So Khadija came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told her, he informed her.
فقالت الله السلام ومنه السلام وإليه يعود السلام.
And so she said, Allah is the perfect peace and from him comes perfect peace and unto him returns perfect peace.
وعلى جبريل السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
And she said, and upon Gabriel may there be also perfect peace.
انظري إلى هذه العظمة. ما نالت السلام من ربها وهي في الحياة الدنيا.
يعني look my sisters at this incredible greatness, you know, of Khadija and how she received this this great testimony during the time of her life.
يقول ربنا عن المؤمنين تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Quran that their greeting on the days they meet Him in the garden will be the greeting of perfect peace.
لكن خديجة من قبل يوم اللقاء وهي في الدنيا قد جاءها السلام من الله.
But Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, she received that greeting of perfect peace in this world long before she would ever go to the garden.
كما جاء في مناجب سيدتنا عائشة أن جبريل سلم عليها أمر النبي يقرأها منه السلام.
And this is just like what is also transmitted about our mother Aisha, Allah be pleased with her, that the angel Gabriel came to the Prophet and also said to give her salam.
ولقد توفيت بعد أبي طالب بثلاثة أيام.
Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, passed away 3 days after the death of Abu Talib, the Prophet's uncle.
وكان الاثنان أكبر من يتولى الدفاع عن سيدنا رسول الله ورد الأذى عنه.
And those two great human beings were the most important who supported him and protected him in the context of his struggle with Quraysh.
فبعدهم اشتد الأذى على رسول الله.
So after the passing of his uncle Abu Talib and his beloved wife Khadija, the difficulties that he faced in Mecca became truly great.
ومنه أن أمسك به يوما جماعة من الكفار ولببوه بردائه على رقبته حتى كادوا أن يخنقوه.
And among those things, for example, is that two of the kuffar came and they took him and they took his garment and wrapped it around his neck and pulled it almost to the point of choking him and suffocating him.
فأقبل سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق رأهم فدخل بينهم يفك رسول الله منهم.
And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the man of complete truthfulness, he saw this and he came to them and he came between them and he removed the men.
يقول أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله.
He said, would you kill a man just because of the fact that he says, my Lord is God?
فلما خلف رسول الله منهم ومشى رجعوا على أبي بكر يضربون.
And so when they let the Prophet go, صلى الله عليه وسلم, then they turned to Abu Bakr, may God be pleased with him, and began to hit him. And they hit him really hard. They hit him so hard that he fainted. And because he was hit so hard that you could not distinguish between his nose and the rest of his face on that day because his face became
فجاء بعض أبناء قبيلته وهم كفار أثم الغيرة لكونه من القبيلة ليرون حاله.
So some of the people in his tribe who were not Muslims, they came to see him simply because of the fact that they felt they had to avenge what had been done to him because he was their kinsman.
وحملوه إلى البيت مغميا عليه.
And they carried سيدنا أبو بكر to his home unconscious.
يقولوا بعضهم إن مات لنقتلن فلانا وفلانا من الذين ضربوه.
And they would say that if he dies, we will kill so and so and so so and so who did this to him.
فلم يزل في غيبته إلى آخر النهار.
And he remained unconscious until the end of the day.
فأفاق فأول ما أفاق كان أول ما تكلم به أين رسول الله.
And then finally he came back to consciousness at the end of the day. And the first thing that he said when he came back to consciousness is, where is the Messenger of God? Even to the extent that the disbelievers among, around him who were his kinsmen were angry at that. They said, this is what you say, and the only reason why you're in the situation that you're in and that you were beaten the way that you were beaten is because of him. He said, nothing that I eat, nothing that I drink, and no situation that I could possibly be in will be good for me until I see him again and am sure of his well-being. So they went out and they left Abu Bakr. So then he asked his daughter Asma about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he asked him, he said, where is he? And she said, he's in the house of Arqam and he's well. He said, carry me to see him.
فحملوه جاءت بواحد معها يأخذه من على جانب وهي من على الجانب الآخر يساعدونه في المشي.
So they carried him to see the Prophet. Asma supported him on one side and they got another man to hold him up on the other side and to carry him between themselves to the Prophet of Darul Arqam, the house of Arqam.
فلما فرغوا الباب الذي فيه رسول الله خرج إليه وعانقه وقبله وجعل يبكيان.
So when he came to the door of the house where the Prophet was and knocked on it, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and he hugged Abu Bakr and Abu Bakr hugged him and they began to cry.
وَلَقَدْ ذَكَرْنَا أَسْمَاءَ كَثِيرًا أَيَّامَ الْحَجِّ الْمَاضِي حِينَمَا طَلَعْنَا إِلَى غَارِ ثَوْرٍ.
He said, last year we made mention of many of these great names as we went up to visit the cave on Mountain Thawr, where the Prophet and Abu Bakr hid before the
Hijrah.
MashaAllah, he said, we took a whole 2 hours to go up the mountain. Even though the fact that the path has been made easy to walk on, and is not hard to go up. There are people all along the path who are selling water and other things that you need.
رأينا بعض المؤمنين من الرجال لسمع كونهم عجائز حملهم المحبة وشوقوا إلى أن يطلعوا حتى يروا الغار.
And we even saw some elderly women, who were advanced in age, but who were so filled with emotion that they were able to go quickly up the path.
كان معنا بعض الشباب وتعبوا في الطريق من كثرة المشي.
We had some youth with us, and they found some difficulty going up.
حتى قال بعضهم هذه أول مرة وآخر مرة أطلع إلى هذا المكان.
Even to the extent that some of them said that this is the first time and the last time I'll ever go up this mountain.
قلت لكن أسماء لم تقل هكذا.
And I said to them that this is not what Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr, says.
كانت تطلع ثلاث مرات في ثلاث الليالي.
She would go up the mountain three times during three different nights.
وتحمل معها الطعام.
And she would carry food with her.
والطريق غير معدل.
And at that time the path wasn't fixed so that people could walk on it easily.
وكانت حاملا في بطنها جميع.
And she was also carrying a baby in her womb.
في بطنها عبد الله بن الزبير.
In her womb was Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr.
وطلعت في الليلة الثانية والليلة الثالثة وما قالت أول مرة وآخر مرة.
And she went up the first night, the second night, and the third night, and she never said that this is the first and the last time.
كان بيت أبي بكر بيت الجهاد.
The house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, was a house of jihad. It was a house of truthfulness and love.
وفي يوم وداعهم ودعتهم وربطت متاع النبي بحذانها ونطابها.
And
في يوم وداعهم يوم خروجهم من الغار ودعتهم فربطت المتاع فوق النعبة فتجت حذانها النطاق وقطعتهم فربطت به.
So and on the day when she Asma said goodbye to Abu Bakr so that he and the Prophet could go to Medina, then she took her belt off of her and she gave him the food that she had, and she even took her belt and she cut it a little bit so that they could use it to tie the things on their camel. And for this reason it's well known in the books of Sirah and the Hadith that she's called the woman with the two belts. She actually took the belt and she cut it.
رضي الله عنها وأرضاها.
May God be pleased with them and with her and give them perfect contentment.
وهي أخت أم المؤمنين عائشة.
And she is the full sister of the mother of the believers, Aisha.
التي خصصت بالمزية بعد خديجة عند الله ورسوله.
Who after Khadija is the woman who was distinguished among all women by the greatest honor of all.
فكم نقلت لنا من أخبار هذا النبي.
And how many are the hadith that she has transmitted to us from this great prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
بل وعظيم مناجب السيدة خديجة وردت علينا على لسان السيدة عائشة نقلا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In fact, even the most important information that we have about the greatness of Khadija, may Allah be pleased with us, with her, are things that have been transmitted to us through Aisha.
وهي التي حدثتنا أنها قالت له يوما ما تذكر من عجوز شمطة بدبدلك الله خيرا منها تعني نفسها.
Even though one day she said, for example, because the Prophet loved Khadija so much, that why is it that you keep remembering this old woman? When Allah has given you another one who's so much more beautiful and youthful.
قالت فقال لي والله ما أبدلني إلا خيرا منها.
And the Prophet said to her, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, Wallahi, God has never given me a woman that I would be more happy or content with than Khadija. She is the one who believed in me when all other people disbelieved. She is the one who came to my support when everyone else forsook me. She is the one who was a ransom for me with herself and with her wealth and everything that she had.
هذا الكلام كان بين رسول الله وعائشة لم يحضر عندهم أحد.
It said this, these words were words that were said between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Aisha. No one else heard them. And it would have been possible for her just to keep silent and never to transmit it. But she is the one who transmitted this knowledge to us. And this is the education, the good upbringing that was given to her by her father Abu Bakr, may God be pleased with him, and also the upbringing that was given to her by the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
She transmits to us the most the aspects of the noblest character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the times of his greatest determination.
لما كانت سنها صغيرة وتحتاج إلى شيء من اللعب كان يفتح لها المجال.
And we know that when she was very, very little and she wanted to have time to play, you know, that he would give her all the time that she needed for that.
بل يسبب إليها بعض البنات يلعبن معه.
In fact, he would even bring to her other girls of her age to play with her and make her happy.
فإذا خرج من البيت أرسل لها بعض البنات.
So when he would go out of the house, he would send to her girls to play with her. And among the things that he had for her to play with was the image of a horse that had wings. And he used to come in and see what kind of things that she would do with it. And he'd say to her, "What is this, Aisha?" She said, "This is a horse." And he said, "It has two wings."
قالت أما سمعت أن سليمان كانت له أفراس لها أجنحة فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, "Haven't you heard that Sulaiman had horses that had wings?" And then the Prophet laughed.
حكت ملاطفته حتى قالت فقدروا قدر الجارية الحديثة السن. أقدروا قدر الجارية الحديث السن يعني البنت في سنها الصغير لاحظوها وأعطوها نصيبها من تحتاج إليه من اللعب ومن
So in this we see how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was able to relate even to a little girl in her age and to give her everything that she needed or that she desired.
صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ولم تزل تنقل عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام حتى صارت مرجعا من أكبر المراجع للصحابة والأمة في نقل أخبار رسول الله.
So Aisha, may God be pleased with her, she continued to transmit immense numbers of reports so that she becomes one of the major sources by which we know not only the Prophet but the companions and all the story of Islam that surrounds them.
وحدثت عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام لما سئلت من بعض الصحابة إن رسول الله ذا هيبة.
And you know she transmits to us you know that about the fact that once it was said to her that some of the companions said to her that the Prophet was a person who filled people with awe, that he had lots of haybah. He inspired awe. And they would say that, you know, he when he walks, and especially the women would say that, that when the Prophet walks in the street by himself, it's as if an entire army is coming down the street. And so they would ask, so then how was your situation, you know, you Aisha and the other wives of the Prophet, you know, with this man in his house. To the extent that, you know, you're able to talk to him, you're able to sit with him, you're able to move around freely when he's there.
قالت والله ما أحسن خلقه كان يكون كأحدنا.
She said, well, she said, oh, by God, how great was his character. He would be with us as if he were one of us.
يتكلم معنا ونتكلم معه.
He would talk to us and we would talk to him.
ويضحك معنا ونضحك معه.
He would laugh before us and we would laugh in front of him.
ويكون في خدمة أهل.
And he would be in the constant service of his family.
يفرح هذا ويشيد هذا.
He would put this down on the floor and he'd pick up this and throw the garbage away.
ولكريم خلقه ما كنا نهاب دخوله علينا.
And because of the nobility of his character, we were not intimidated by awe when he came in to be with us. But she said, except that there was a little sheep, a lamb that used to be to the side, used to stay to the side in our house. It would come and go, a little lamb. It would come and go in the house unless the Prophet came, and then it would go to the corner and it would just stay there and not move. And it wouldn't move until the Prophet left.
ولقد دخل عليها بعض الصحابة بعد وفاة النبي.
Some of the companions came to visit her after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقالوا حدثينا بأعجب ما رأيت من أحوالهم.
And they said to her, Aisha, tell us about the most amazing thing that you saw from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقالت وبما أحدثكم كان كل أمره عجبا.
She said, and what am I supposed to say to you? Everything about him was amazing. And she began to cry.
ثم حدثتهم.
And then she spoke to them.
فقالت كان إذا جن الليل وخلا كل حبيب بحبيبه خلا هو بحبيبه وقام ينادي مولاه.
She said he was a person who, when the night would set and when every lover is with the one that he or she loves, you know, then he would stand up to speak to his sovereign Lord.
ولقد ورد علي ليلة من الليالي.
And one night he came to me.
فعمد إلى ماء فتوضأ.
And he went directly to some water and he made wudu.
And
he began to pray and he continued to make sajda, to prostrate and to stand and to pray until the sun came up. And when Bilal came to ask permission to call the adhan for dawn, then he found on him the traces of the fact that he had been crying. And Bilal said to him, you cry like this, O Messenger of God, while God has said to you that he forgave you all of your sins, the ones that were done before, the ones that were done later. He said, Bilal, verses were revealed to me this night. Woe be to anyone who hears them and who does not think about them. He recited him the verses that verily in the creations in the heavens and the earth and the alterations of the day and the night there are signs for people of true intellect. Those who make mention of God when they are standing, when they are sitting, and when they are laying on their
thighs.
And who reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. And say, Our Lord, you did not create this in vain. Glory be to you, protect us from the punishment of the fire. And he recited to him the verses that come after that. He mentioned in these verses two qualities of the people of true intellect, that they make mention of God and that they also reflect, they think.
ولقد توفي عن أولئك التسع رضي الله عنهن وسبقه إلى البرزخ خديجة وزينب بنت خزيمة.
So the Prophet died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having these 9 wives, and before he died, he was preceded to the intermediary world of the Barzakh by Khadija and also by his wife Zainab.
وَقَدْ اجْتَمَعَ تِسْعُ يَوْمًا بَعْدَ وَفَاتِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلسٍ واحد.
And the 9 of the wives got together in a single area and sat with each other after he had passed away.
فَتَذَاكَرْنَا بَيْنَهُنَّ.
And they began to remind each other of different things they had heard.
وَمِمَّا قُلْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَدْ يَحْصُلُ بَيْنَنَا شَيْءٌ كَمَا يَحْصُلُ بَيْنَا نِسَاءِ الرَّجُلِ الْوَاحِدِ.
They used to say that different things that would happen between us that were like the things that would happen to a person.
يحصل بيننا شيء من البشرية تستبع بأننا نساء رجل واحد ضرائر. فقد يحصل بيننا شيء من تحمل واحدة على الأخرى.
نعم. So they said that there are various things that used to happen between us because of the fact that we were wives of a single husband. And, you know, these things would, you know, human traits would sometimes happen between us. And now, you know, we truly need that each of us pardon the other and, you know, that we, forgive each other. And so they began to hug each other and they began to cry.
وحب لأمهات المؤمنين أن يكون المثل الأعلى.
And it is the right of the mothers of the believers that they be regarded always as the highest possible example.
وبأسمى مساكنهن سميت آية في القرآن.
And you know because of you know the exalted stations that they will be given to abide in, you know there are certain verses in the Quran about them. And this is especially in, you know, the surah of Al-Hujurat, the rooms of the wives of the Prophet, the houses of the Prophet.
بعد ذكرنا لهؤلاء أيتها المؤمنات هنا تصلات بينكن وبين معاني هؤلاء.
So after we have mentioned these women to you, you know, you believing women and sisters, then there are also certain connections that need to be between you and the mothers of the
believers.
Regarding the secrets of revelation that pertain to God and His message. And carrying and fulfilling the trust that is upon you in your lives and in your homes.
ومن خلاصة ما في البيوت قوله تعالى واذكرنا ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة.
And among those verses that sum up what is required in the home life is the verse that says and recite those words of wisdom that are given to you.
فيجب أن يكون هذا في بيوتكن.
So this must be in your houses.
ومن خلاصة ما يكون في المجتمع خارج البيت ولا تبرجنا تبرج الجاهلية
كلها. With regard to the society outside the house, that that you not go out and expose yourself in the way of pre-Islamic exposure.
إن الأمانة عظيمة.
The trust is very great.
وإن الواحدة منكم خصوصا في مثل هذه البلدان
والديار. Each one of you, especially in lands like this,
يعظم لها القدر عند الله عند أدائها الأمانة.
You have a tremendously great station in the eyes of God whenever you fulfill these kinds of
trusts.
And you will be the living translation, the living interpretation of the meanings of this message.
ولجمال هذه الشريعة.
And the beauty of this prophetic law.
زادكن الله توفيقا.
May God increase you in success.
وجعل لكن نماذج خير في الأدوات.
And may God make you exemplary ideals, you know, in your houses and in your lives.
ومظاهر هدى في المجتمع.
And may He make you outward manifestations of guidance in this society.
لا يسلب عليكن الحقيقة شيء من الغرور.
You know, may nothing of a sense of delusion or illusion remove from you the understanding of the true realities of this deen. And may all the affairs that concern you about this religion never be confused for you and never be mixed with misunderstanding. May you be continually involved in the recitation of the Quran, even if it's only a little. And may you hold very faithfully to making your prayers in group. And take for yourself some type of dhikr that you do regularly, even if it's little. And have the best of all intentions.
فمن فتح لنفسه بابنية حسنة فتح الله عليه 70 بابا من أبواب التوفيق.
Whoever opens for themselves a single door of sincere intentions, God will open for them 70 doors of success.
وتحكمنا بالعدل والشرع فيما يجري في بيوتكم ولا يتحكم في كل شيء.
Impose in your houses the rule of intellect and understanding and the law, and let nothing else impose itself upon you.
ملأ الله قلوبكم أنوارا.
May God fill your hearts with light.
ورفع لكن عنده مقدارا.
May God elevate your status in His presence. And may God give you the greatest of all of rewards. And give you the gift of moral perfection and of righteousness. And may He set all the affairs of your lives right. Secretly and outwardly, in this world and in the next world.
Ameen.
And may God make one of the consequences of our sitting together today in this gathering to talk with the mothers of the believers, that He gathers us together with them on the Day of Judgment.
Allahumma la tufarriq baynahun wa baynahunna fi yawm al-deen.
O God, we ask You that You not separate these women from the mothers of believers on the Day of Judgment.
وَاجْعَلْ مَآلَنَا وَمَآلَهُنَّ دَارَ الْكَرَامَةِ
آمين.
وَمُسْتَقَرَّ الرَّحْمَةِ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ
آمين.
النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ اللهم كن لنا وتولنا
آمين.
وأصلح شأننا كله واملأ قلوبنا بالإيمان واليقين والإخلاص والصدق.